There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And welcome back, everybody, to MLB DFS Quick Hits. This will be your Saturday, April 8th edition. And I hope everybody had a good Friday and getting ready to enjoy their weekend, play a little DFS. It was a good little night last night, the day game. I told you guys, stack that Padres-Giants game. Even if Coors goes off, it's a nice alternative in a GPP. Coors didn't go off. It was an even nicer alternative. Margo double dong, Bell double dong, Belt double dongs, including a granny. There's offense all over the place. That Padres stack turned out to be really, really nice. The one I was mentioning with Margot and Schimpf and Solarte. Solarte was a beast, drove in four or five runs. And then Myers and Renfro even helped out. They were all over it. Wouldn't really go to the well today against Mad Bum, but we will be going with the Giants for sure. In the nightcap, 10 runs in Arizona. It's like clockwork right now. We're looking at them again tonight. There's good stuff all around the diamond. The Texas-Oakland game was huge, as expected. We hit the right targets. Hopefully you made some money last night. I made a dumb move on one of my lineups that cost me a couple hundred bucks, but still made a couple hundred, so that was a good deal. But man, that was a tough one to swallow when I woke up this morning. Let's dig into tonight's slate. Take a quick look at the weather around the league. The 15 games is a 15 game all day, 5 game early, 10 game late. No rain really on the forecast. Very, very, very light chances, but there's a lot of wind. In the Twins-White Sox game, wind is blowing in hard from right field. Reds-Cardinals blowing out hard to left. Yankees-Orioles blowing out hard to right. Nationals-Phillies blowing out hard to right, and that's going to be oh so nice in that pitching matchup. Braves-Pirates little blowout to center. Royals-Astros blowing out hard to center, depends if the roof's open or not. Cubs-Brewers blowing in, depends on the roof. Marlins-Mets blowing in hard from right center. A's Rangers blowing in really hard from right center, but I don't know if anything's going to stop those offenses, at least for Texas. Darvish might slow down the A's a bit. And then in Coors, you have a great pitching matchup, but the wind is blowing out very, very hard to right center field. Makes things a little more enticing right there. And then in San Diego, Giants, Padres blowing in hard from left center. A lot of wind to play with tonight. Some really good, some really bad. Depends on how you approach that subject. Let's get at it. We'll kick it off with the 5-game early slate. And there's a lot of really good pitching overall today. Most of it's in the evening. But we do have some to play with on the early action. And we'll kick it off with your highest priced pitcher, Chris Archer, at $10,200 against the Toronto Blue Jays. Hell of a price tag for Archer. 10-2 is crazy in its own right, facing a very tough Toronto Blue Jays team. I like it, though, for GPPs just because that price tag alone is going to scare a lot of people off. The Blue Jays, of course, could hit the crap out of the ball. We saw them yesterday. Tulo goes yard. Donaldson goes yard. Tons to like there with the Jays. But Archer's a beast. We saw him against the Yankees. We played him there. He got 21 fantasy points, 7 innings, 2 earns, 5 Ks. Those 2 earns were in the first inning. Then he settled down and just looked filthy. We really liked a bounce-back year from Archer, and he's so far so good. Coming into this season. Now, going up against the Blue Jays, their offense has been mediocre so far. They're middle of the pack in most offensive rankings. We'd like to hope it stays that way. Archer will be super low on, that's why I like him tonight at $10,200. there's definite bats to stack with. I will say that also on the late slate where there's a lot of good starting pitcher. It's going to be a good night. I love these nights where you don't have to pay for the big bats, and we have some nice stacks to target we will get into. But Archer 10-2, like him a lot. Going down to Masahiro Tanaka. Yes, Masahiro Tanaka. Everyone's going to be running for the hills. He was horrible against the Rays in his opener. 2 2/3, 8 hits, 7 earned, 3 Ks, 2 walks, minus 8 DraftKings points, ERA of 23.63. Oh, no. Oh, no. Everyone's freaking out. Best time to play this kid. Best time. He's one of the most consistently dominant pitchers in baseball the last two, three years at least. Going up against the Baltimore team, sure, they can hit the crap out of the ball and they might beat him up. No doubt about it. But the reason I love Tanaka today is you got the price drop all the way down to $7,800. This pitcher, Tanaka should be in the nines most days. Should be. He doesn't. He gets very disvalued. I think a lot of it's because he's not a super high K pitcher, and DraftKings values the K so much. But $7,800 for the caliber of a pitcher like Tanaka, this is like Jake Odorizzi pricing, or even like lower tier pricing. This is like third starter pricing for Tanaka, who is an ace, a deserved ace. No one is going to use him today. Everyone is going to be like, oh no, he looks so bad. Maybe the elbow's finally acting up. Something. There'll be some storyline that we're not using Masahiro Tanaka today. GPP dynamite here. If he blows up, okay, he's super low owned. It is what it is. But if he goes off, this is the kind of play that helps you move up that bleeder board so fast in a GPP. When I saw this pricing last night making my list for you guys, I was just like, okay, call me crazy, and then I don't care. If he gets blown up, he gets blown up. There's no way I'm passing up on Masahiro Tanaka at $7,800. It's just asinine. In that same matchup, we can roll the dice on another nice play after seeing the Yankees blow up last night. And they hit okay in Tampa Bay. People will probably fade off a little bit here. But Kevin Gausman is $7,500. The ace of the Orioles staff. We like this kid a lot. Big strikeout potential. His opening day start, 5 1/3. 5 hits, 2 earned, 4 Ks. The walks has always been the problem. He had 4 walks in the opener. That's what only gave him 10.6 DraftKings points. If he can maintain the walks, the Ks will be there. Another nice GPP play here. Not a cash game play, but GPP, $7,500. Kevin Gausman, like that K upside there. Going down the list, pitching's rough today. Not joking, this 5-game slate, so you got to be picky. Michael Wacha, $7,100 against the Cincinnati Reds. We saw what Michael Leak did last night. 8 innings, 2 earned, was phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. I'm not expecting Wacha to do that kind of damage. The Reds' offense is pretty darn good. If you want to stack some Reds, not a problem at all. But Michael Wacha, we're using Michael Wacha because the rest of the options are pretty crappy today. That's just the bottom line. Michael Wacha at $7,100 against a mediocre offense in his home ballpark, good conditions. We're going to roll the dice with that. You can look elsewhere. You can roll the dice on, Eduardo Rodriguez, the lefty for the Red Sox against the Tigers, but the Tigers can mash lefties, so that's a scary predicament. You can roll the dice on Aaron Sanchez going up against Tampa Bay at $9,500. I have no problem with that at all. He's a great ground ball pitcher. Not a bunch of K upside, but he should keep the ball in the yard. Tampa Bay's offense has been sneaky good to start the year. That's why I think a lot of guys will use Sanchez today. And that's why I'll pay up for Archer and Tanaka and then go down to Tanaka and Gausman. And I will have some raised bats against Sanchez. Sure, he's got that great, like I said, ground ball. But the new turf they put in moves really, really fast. If you've watched these first few games, super fast. And so the home run upside might not be as good. But base hits, stealing bases, scoring runs still get the job done for us. 5-game slate, I don't mind it. But if you want to use Sanchez, he's still a good play. Probably a safe cash game play. Go that route there. Not a problem at all. Let's move on to the bats. We'll kick it off at the catcher's position. And our top bat target today is Yadier Molina, $3,600, going up against Bronson Arroyo. Yes, Bronson Arroyo is back in the bigs, folks. He's our day game name. In the evening, there's one that gets your attention, too, of an old school guy that's back. But Bronson Arroyo is on the mound for the Reds, and we will be targeting the Cardinals. So will everybody else and their mom, most likely. But the value is there. Yadier Molina at $3,600 is a steal. Moving on to the guy that got us a ding-dong last night. We'll target him again today. James McCann, $2,900 for the Tigers, going up against the lefty Rodriguez. McCann, tons of hard hit, contact rate and everything against left-handed pitching. Love McCann at $2,900. If you want another value catcher, Jason Castro of the Minnesota Twins going up against Miguel Gonzalez. Twins will be a popular play today. Castro, it's just he's been getting on base, walking a ton. Hell, he's averaging 12.3 DraftKings points per game to start the year, which is just crazy. But on the year, he's only 3-for-6. Let that sink in. But he has 6 walks also. So he's getting on base. He's scoring runs. He's driving in runs. Sneaky play if he's in the lineup today, $2,900. Sandy Leon, $2,800. Always a punt play for us. Didn't do anything yesterday, but overall in the season, he'll get it done. And Barnhart, $2,700 against Waka if you're going the Reds route. So a lot of good value there. I just named you 4 catchers under 3K that I have no problem using any of them. But I love McCann, Castro. I love them. Moving on to first base where it gets a little pricier, but really, really good. There's still a ton of value here. But Miggy Cabrera at $4,900 against the lefty Rodriguez. We love Miggy all the time, especially against the lefty. If you want to deviate off him and stay with the Tigers, I mentioned it yesterday and it worked out. Victor Martinez at $3,700. Saved $1,200 at the position. Very good production from V-Mart against lefties as well. Joey Votto, $4,800 against Michael Waka Waka. Votto in his career, 11-for-29 with 3 doubles, a triple, and a home run against Waka. He definitely likes to face the kid. So if you're going Reds, Votto has to be a staple in that Reds stack. Chris Davis of the Orioles, first base outfield eligible at $4,700 if you're fading Tanaka. Like me some Matt Carpenter, $4,400, first base, third base eligible against Bronson Arroyo. That's a very, very friendly price there for the Carp. One thing I will say is the Cardinals' offense has been very slow to get started this year, so keep that in mind, but Carp's not a bad play. Probably one of my favorite first base plays would be Jose Abreu at $4,300, going up against Mejia of the Twins, the lefty Mejia. Abreu at $4,300, great, great price right there. Adam Duvall, $4,100 if you're fading Michael Waka, first base outfield eligible. Another great play today if you're fading Chris Archer. If you're having any type of Toronto stack, this man has to be involved. First off, he hit a granny 2 games ago against Tampa. Hit a couple another big knocks last night. Kendrys Morales at $3,600 is super cheap. Hot stick to start the year. And he's also 10-for-16 lifetime with 3 doubles and 2 homers. I know that's a small sample size, but it's 5 extra base hits and it's 10 hits. And it's like a 655 average or something. So if you're going to stack and you believe in BVP, you got to love those numbers. If you don't believe in BVP, I can't blame you. I understand both sides of the spectrum. A value first baseman would be Logan Morrison at $3,400 if you're fading Aaron Sanchez. And Mitch Moreland at $3,100 for the Boston Red Sox going up against Jordan Zimmerman. Check the lineup. This is strictly a play. And yesterday he batted cleanup with no Xander Bogaerts, who should be out again today. No Mookie Betts. He was still handling a sickness. He's game time decision. So we'll wait for the lineups. If Mitch is in the middle of that lineup again for $3,100, you got to get a piece of that action for your Brave stack indeed. But Jose Abreu, probably my top first baseman on the early slate. Second base, Ian Kinsler at $11,300. We got Ian Kinsler at $4,400 going up against the lefty Rodriguez of the Red Sox. Good-looking play right there. Second base is kind of limited today, in my opinion. I swing on down to Jorge Polanco of the Twins. See where he's at in the lineup. Second base, third base eligible, going up against Gonzalez for $3,400. And see if Brock Holt's playing today. Second base, outfield eligible. He's DHing leading off yesterday. He's only $3,200. That's a nice value play if he's in the heart of that Red Sox lineup. Moving on to third base, the Todd Father, first base, third base eligible at $4,500 going up against Mejia. Very good look there from Todd Father and Abreu. Todd, starting of a White Sox stack is very tasty. The White Sox are one of my favorite stacks of the day slate. Miguel Sano, third base outfield eligible, $4,100 against Miguel Gonzalez. He only got a 7 points yesterday, but 7 points is damn good most nights. I like him again today against Miggy. Nick Castellanos, $3,800 against the lefty Rodriguez. Castellanos off to a great start to the season. Tripled yesterday. Just continues to rake. To kick off the year, he's hitting .273 with a home run and a triple. Averaging 12.3 fantasy points per game. Like me, some Castellanos. Pablo Sandoval, $3,500. I said, If you feel like using him, go for it. He's getting the playing time. He looks like he's starting to hit. Well, he goes out and goes yard yesterday with a couple other knocks. He's going to be slow, low owned against Zimmerman for sure. Keep him in mind. Pablo Sandoval, 3,500. And next up, Johnny Peralta, third base shortstop eligible for 3,400. Going up against Mr. Bronson Arroyo. Targeting Arroyo is going to be very sneaky. Well, not sneaky. It's a very nice play today. Last but not least, keep this one in mind if you want to value third baseman. Matt Davidson of the White Sox, $3,200, going up against the lefty Mejia. He gets his starts every once in a while. He's only got one start this year, but he's a right-handed guy. Hits lefties very well. His one start, he was 2-for-3 with a triple and a home run, 3 RBIs, 32 DraftKings points. I have a feeling he might be in the lineup today going up against Mejia. I like him as a very sneaky, low-owned GPP play against Mejia today. Keep Matt Davidson in mind. Moving on to the shortstop position. Kick it off with Aledmys Diaz, $4,200. Going up against Bronson Arroyo. Tim Anderson of the White Sox, $3,800 against Mejia. If he's hitting towards the top of the order, good there. Brad Miller, $3,800 for the Rays. If you're fading Sanchez, remember Sanchez, ground ball pitcher, kind of takes away Miller's pop, but still not a bad play. Tyler Saladino of the White Sox, third base shortstop eligible, $3,600. He's been hitting towards the top of that order to start the season off, so take advantage of that in the White Sox stack. Get on base for the big guns. I like a Frazier, Abreu, Davidson stack, and then if you want to put like an Anderson or a Saladino in front of them to get on base, I have no problem with that at all. Jacoby Jones, our man from the Tigers, third base shortstop eligible for $2,900. That's one of our punt plays. And then keep in mind, Zach Cozart, he's $3,400 going against Waka today. Career 11-for-23, three doubles and a triple versus Waka. For you BVPers out there, there's your BVP shortstop of the day, Zach Cozart. Moving on to the outfield, Matt Holliday, $4,600, first base outfield eligible. I've been raving about him pretty much every episode. He goes yard again. He goes yard yesterday. He's off to a great start. He's liking those the Yankees much, much. Dexter Fowler, $4,500 against Bronson Arroyo. That's a solid outfield play right there. He's off to a slow start with the rest of the Cardinals, but Fowler, good top-of-the-order hitter there to get on base for Carpenter and the others. Justin Upton, $4,200 against the lefty Rodriguez. Melky Cabrera, $4,100. He's a switch hitter. He can hit righties just like he can hit lefties. Going up against Mejia. Billy Hamilton at 4,000 against Waka. Get on base, steal bases. Like that a lot, actually. These two guys, it's still underpriced. I mentioned them yesterday. They had big games. They both had double-digit games. Jackie Bradley Jr. is only 3,900 going up against Zimmerman. And we have Andrew Benintendi is only $3,700. How you don't play these guys if you're playing Red Sox blows my mind. Even if you're not playing a full Red Sox stacks and you just want like one of the two, I take Benintendi just because he's $200 cheaper. And he's hitting more in the middle of that order. Bradley's farther down, which is frustrating. I wish he was higher up with his upside. But when you have a loaded lineup, what are you supposed to do? But Benintendi at $3,700 is a steal if you just want one piece of that action, let alone a stack. Great plays there. A sneaky Twins play that should be under-owned today. Max Kepler at $3,800 against Gonzalez. He's usually around like middle of the back end of the order, probably fifth or sixth. Depending on what asinine lineup Paul Molitor comes out with today. But Max Kepler at $3,800 is a nice GPP play for the Twins. That's another nice one. Be Robbie Grossman at $3,600. Switch any Grossman. He's a very under-the-radar player. Gets on base, scores runs, like Robbie Grossman as well. Kevin Kiermaier is only $3,600 against Tanaka. Sneaky play there. Against Sanchez. Along with Cedic at $3,500. Like both those Rays, if you're stacking Rays against Sanchez, those two are staples. Moving on to Avisail Garcia, the White Sox, $3,500. He mashes lefties. Another guy to add to that stack. He'll be lower owned than like your Abreu's, your Frazier. So I could go Abreu, Frazier, Davidson, Garcia, and have no problem with that. I love stacking against Mejia today. If he gets it done, more power to him. Last but not least, your punt outfielder, Peter Borges, $2,600 for the Rays. With a ground ball pitcher like that, you just want Borges to slap him through the hole and then go and steal bases. Sneaky play there. A lot of upside for $2,600. but make sure he's in the lineup. He's not there every day. So there's your five-game slate. We're going to recap. The pitchers I'm targeting would be Archer, Tanaka, Gausman, and Waka. I have no problem with, say, like an Aaron Sanchez if you want to roll the dice on Eduardo Rodriguez. Both okay with me, but super scary. That's what I'm targeting there. For your stacks, Tampa Bay against Sanchez, yeah, okay. My favorite stacks is Minnesota versus Gonzalez. I mentioned some big names there that I like. And then my favorite of the day would be White Sox versus Mejia. There's some really good ones, not too expensive. That's why you can afford Archer, no problem. Both those teams, Minnesota and Chicago, both have very affordable stacks. And if you want to go a little different, and they're not super expensive either, St. Louis against the Royals. Love that a ton. But don't forget Boston and Detroit. Good looks, too. But Minnesota-Chicago, the over-under in that game is 8.5. There's 2 8.5s on the five-game slate. That and Boston-Detroit. That's why I like stacking against Rodriguez and Zimmerman. Vegas even thinks there'll be runs scored there. So I'd target those two games. Those would be my main two targets on the day's slate. Moving on to the 10-game evening slate. Now we are locked and loaded. I love slates with good pitching. I mentioned it yesterday because especially when I started breaking down the hitters and saw the value we could have. We could have some fun today, guys. I hope we make some money. Baseball's baseball, so anything can happen. But this lines up to be something really fun tonight. A quick note, Chicago-Milwaukee's an 8.5 total. Thank you, Tommy Malone. Oakland, Texas, over under 9 with even Darvish on the mound. Darvish is a heavy favorite on that one. We'll get to that. Cleveland, Arizona, as always, over under 9.5. God bless you, Zach Greinke and Bauer. Coors, even with Gray and Kershaw on the mound, over under 9. The rest are at 8 and below, so there's 3 at 9 or better. And then Washington and Philadelphia will probably be a high total. There's no line out on that game just yet. Hopefully the pitchers listed here, Aaron Nolan, and here's our other old man. Like we had a Royal on the early slate, we got Jeremy Guthrie's back, folks. So lock and load. Going on to your evening slate pitching, it all starts off with one Madison Bumgarner at $12,500. Sure, the price tag might be high, but there are bats to play with today. Do not panic. Bumgarner at 12.5 against the Padres. He was outstanding his first start, 7 innings pitched, 6 hits, 3 earned, 11 Ks, 28.2 DraftKings starts, let alone 2 dongs. Excuse me. But great matchup against the Padres, who have been swinging good bats, but they also haven't seen Mad Bum. I will preface, like I did the first podcast with Mad Bum, he last year much worse on the road than at home, but I liked what I saw in Arizona. I think he's headed for a huge year today, this year. Mad Bum, phenomenal cash game, GPP, whatever you want. Don't hesitate to use Madison Bumgarner today. Yu Darvish at $10,500 is another solid look as your number two pitcher on the slate going up against the Oakland A's. A's offense is sketchy at most times. Potential's there. The weather's there. Weather's blowing in hard in this one, we noticed. The A's have been playing pretty well, but they did play an Angels team that was, yeah, on the mound. And then they faced a good matchup yesterday. I like Darvish, big K upside. He struggled at a bit his last time out, 4 runs and 6 1/3, 4 Ks. But look for Darvish to bounce back today at 10-5. We have Coors on the slate, and it's two of the better pitchers in baseball. We'll kick it off with Clayton Kershaw at $10,000. You're never going to see the man this cheap. I started a poll on Twitter, on my Twitter handle, at BDIntric. Please follow me. Hit me up with any questions. Started a poll. Who's using Kershaw today? About an hour before I started recording. And before I started recording, I looked at it, and it's like 83% are not even using him. That's fine by me. Bring it on. Cash game, maybe not so much, just because it's Coors. But GPP, I will take Kershaw. Kershaw pitched great there last year, like around below a 2.5 ERA. He knows pitching in Coors Field. He still gets his strikeouts there. Even if he gives up 3 or 4 runs, he's going to get you 8-plus strikeouts most likely. In his opening day start, 7 innings, 2 earned, or 2 hits, 1 earned, 8 strikeouts for 32.6 DraftKings points. The 25-plus point potential here with Kershaw is very, very attainable. $10,000, lowest price you're going to see on him probably ever, except next time he's in Coors. And he's just great. There's no other Clayton Kershaw. He is the best of the best. Get him in your lineup. Don't be afraid of Coors. If Coors goes off, you tip your cap to the Rockies. They've actually been statistically, I was reading yesterday because of the Ryu start, they were actually worse against left-handed pitching than right-handed pitching last year, which is crazy when you look at like Story, Arenado, and the others in that lineup. LeMahieu, they were worse. So get your Clayton Kershaw there at 10,000. Next up, we'll look at Danny Duffy at $9,700. It's a dicier play, most likely a GPP only play. Going up against Houston in Houston. Houston hits lefties very well. We will most likely have some Houston bats going as well to cover our ass on this one. But I love Duffy. I picked him opening day against the Twins. 6 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 8 Ks for 23.9 points. We will be using him again today. So get yourself some Danny Duffy in your lineup. K potential's there against the Astros. Next, we'll go to Dallas Keuchel at $9,200 in the same matchup. He looked great in his opening day start. 7 innings, 2 hits, no earned, 4 Ks. Not a big K guy. We know that. The Royals don't strike out a ton. They struck out a little more last year than they did 15, I believe. But still a disciplined hitting team that hit lefties well also. This is a sneaky game because you got two aces in Keuchel and Duffy. This is why I love this kind of a slate. It's a chess game. So you got Keuchel and Duffy. Where am I at? Keuchel is a -165 favorite. So Vegas loves Keuchel and the Astros today over Duffy, which is big because I think it's much more of a pick-em to me. But I'm no Vegas line maker, so they obviously know what they're doing. I don't try to play that game like some others do by building models and stuff that most aren't successful but claim they are. A -165 over under 7.5. Vegas isn't looking at a lot of runs in this game with either side. Houston's the favorite, but a 7.5 total is the lowest total on the board besides the Giants Padres, and that's just because Bumgarner's on the mound. So I like both these pitchers. Like I mentioned, Keuchel, I think Duffy's got more K upside than Keuchel for sure. So that's why I think he's $500 more. I got zero problem using either guy. I think they're both really good plays. Probably more GPP than cash, but I could see cash as well if you want to start your cash lineups up with these guys or Darvish or something. So don't be afraid to use these two. The blow-up's there, but that's baseball. Next up, one of my favorite plays of the night, and he should be super chalky. This will be super chalky. He's a great cash game play. GPPs, too. I use all my cash games in GPPs, but there's some GPPs you definitely don't use in cash. That's why I try to specify for you. But for cash games, definitely. Kyle Hendricks at $9,000. This guy is phenomenal. Cy Young type stuff, making his first start of the year. This is the Cubs' embarrassment of riches. Their fifth starter is Kyle Hendricks. Britt Anderson looked good yesterday against the Brew Crew. The Brew Crew's offense is just a roller coaster ride right now. And you got the heavy sinker baller and Kyle Hendricks going up in Milwaukee for only $9,000. My opinion, he should be priced higher than Duffy and Keuchel, probably more the Darvish range. But he's only 9K going up against the Brew Crew. Great chance at a win going up against Tommy Malone. Vegas has him as a -189 favorite, over under 8.5. Get some Kyle Hendricks in your life. I won't even drag on too much about that. Now we'll drop down to your value plays. We're going to skip the middle tiers because none of them really tickle my fancy. If you want, I could see you going Ricky Nolasco at 76. I'll justify this in the fact he's facing the Mariners, who have just been horrific right now. They struggled mightily in Houston, but they faced some good pitchers in Houston, so I gave them the benefit of the doubt. Yesterday, they go up against Jesse Chavez, who they have a lot of good BVP history against for those BVP believers, and Chavez shut him down. They lost 5-1. They're facing Ricky Nolasco tonight. He can get blown up. I recommended him against the A's. He went 5 2/3, 7 hits, 3 earned, 4 Ks, 9.4 fantasy points. That's not what you want from $7,600. But and the Mariners, again, they have good numbers against Nolasco, so you want to play some of them. But if you want to go off the wall, he'll be very low owned. Very good GPP play, Ricky Nolasco. Just wanted to mention him for you. Next up at 6,900, Robert Gesselman. That's why I love this slate. Some good value low, great pitchers high. We can make this rock and roll. I was high on Gesselman going into the season. Really good stuff here, making his first start of the year against the Miami Marlins. Harvey let us down, or Wheeler let us down last night. He really struggled, really struggled. He's got good stuff to come, but he struggled. I like Gesselman. Pitched really good towards the end of last year. Solid spring. Got the fifth starter spot. $6,900 is a good punt play right there. Should be popular, so be careful there. But good play. The other half of Coors, John Gray at $6,500. The Dodgers hit better against righties than lefties. That's been proven this season and last season. But Gray at 6,500, you're not going to find the cheaper tag on John Gray. He's dominant. He pitched phenomenal in Colorado last year. $6,500. Yeah, Gesselman's going up against a tough team struggling in the Miami Marlins at the plate. They came out yesterday against Wheeler, and that was their first real big game of the season. Give me some Gesselman at 6,500. And back to John Gray. Sorry. John Gray, $6,500. He's pitched pretty well against the Dodgers in his career, but he pitches great at Coors Field. This matchup is over-under down to 9, which tells you something about Coors Field over-unders. Kershaw's great, so Gray's chances of winning are probably down. Vegas definitely has Kershaw as the favorite in this one at minus 195. But that's typical against almost anybody Kershaw faces, unless you're a severe number one. John Gray will be so low-owned, it won't even be funny, at $6,500 tonight. Moving on to your 3-punt plays, and these ones should be quite low-owned and spaced out. But I just want to give a quick shout-out to these if you want to get crazy. R.A. Dickey, $6,300. He's the ultimate GPP play because he either gets shelled or he pitches really well. He's pitching in Pittsburgh. You like the outdoor atmosphere with like the windy situation like he'll be pitching in, see what the ball moves like. He's either going to get shelled or he's going to be awesome at $6,300. He's a gamble indeed. Chad Kuhl of the Pittsburgh Pirates, the youngster for Pittsburgh, is $5,700. It's a good look against the Atlanta offense overall. It's not that great. They hit well yesterday. I like them overall in the season. They're off to a slow start. I'll have an Atlanta stack for sure today. But cool if you're punting, $5,700, a good sinker ball pitcher. Will help him keep the ball in the park. It's going to be extremely cold in Pittsburgh. As you saw yesterday, it was in between rain and snow. So keep an eye on Kuhl. It's $5,700. Could give you a decent start in a GPP. Last but not least, massive roll of the dice. Kendall Graveman, $4,900. A lot of people will be flocking to him today because of that price tag and what they saw in his first start against the Angels. The kid's really good. Velocity's up. His movement was great. Looks really, really good. I'll be having a little exposure to him, but just a little because that Texas offense is on fire right now. I like them a lot today. Their bats are somewhat affordable. Graveman's a good sneaky play. If he pitches well, it's going to help someone make some cash today. But just buyer beware that the blow-ups can be there with Graveman. Overall, he's going to be a great pitcher for the season. But sneaky spot, but $4,900 is hard to pass up. Like Triggs at 41 the other day, our Rockies boys. Just certain times, you just got to roll the dice. We played Freeland yesterday at 4K for crying out loud. And he got us like 23.9 points. So, you know, those are the kind of plays that cash, because he definitely helped me cash in a lineup with a Giants, Padres stack, and Scherzer. So you got to make these gambles once in a while, and they don't pay off. They don't pay off. That's why they're GPP plays, not cash. Big difference there. Let's move on to the catching position. Coors is Coors. Got Grandal at $4,400 if you want to go there. But Wilson Contreras, $3,900. Going up against, why is he not on here? Oh, I'm on the wrong spot. There it is. Wilson Contreras against Tommy Malone. He's only $3,900. It sucks he's not towards the top of the order more, but going against the lefty Malone, Wilson Contreras is a great play. Catcher outfield eligible. Evan Gattis, $3,800 against the lefty Duffy. Love me some Buster Posey today at $3,800. That's criminally lower priced for Posey. He's off to an okay start to the year. $3,800. Catcher first base eligible. Small sample size, but he's 9-for-19 with a double and a homer off Chacín. We saw what the Dodgers just did to Chacín. The Giants' bats are swinging hot. We will be all over the Giants again today like we were yesterday. Love me some Posey at $3,800. JT Realmuto, $3,200. Criminally cheap. One of the best catchers in baseball. He's averaging almost 20 DraftKings points at the start of the season. Hits righties extremely well. He's a reverse splits type guy. Hits righties really, really well. I like Gesselman a lot today, but if he struggles, Realmuto should be part of the problem. $3,200 is way cheap for at the talent level you're going to get there. Sal Perez, another cheapie. He went ding-dong yesterday, $3,200 against the lefty Keuchel. If you're fading Keuchel, Salvi, solid play. I've been on this guy a lot this year. I mentioned him almost every podcast, but Matt Wieters is still cheap. $3,200 against Aaron Nola. Nola's a good young pitcher, but he also has so much blow-up in that small ballpark. You got to play the red-hot Nats. Wieters had another big day yesterday, $3,200. Good luck. in that same game. Cameron Rupp, 3,100 against Guthrie. Rupp has some big power potential there. Going up against Guthrie, $3,100. Very nice look there. In Coors Light, we'll have to keep an eye. I meant to mention it. They have a story out that they're putting a humidor in Arizona, just like the one in Colorado, because the ball flies out there so much. I have to keep an eye on that for fantasy and see how that plays out. But Yan Gomes, 3K against Zach Greinke, low-owned play there. One of the best plays of the night. I think they have a pricing error or something. Adam Connolly is a good lefty for the Marlins. I didn't mention him. You can use him if you like. He is a good lefty. Let me get you his price tag before I just blabber on too long. But Connolly is... Where the fuck is he? 1 second. Oh, Adam Connolly is $6,800 tomorrow. Or today. Solid price tag. The Mets, they have a few guys that match lefties. I like Gesselman over Connolly. But Connolly's a sneaky play. I can't go wrong with that. I just don't know how I skipped over him the first time. But if you're fading Connolly, I absolutely love me some Travis d'Arnaud at $2,900. It's a great play going up against the lefty. And last but not least, if you need an ultimate pump, Kurt Suzuki at $2,400 against Cool. Moving on to first base, Goldie. 5K going up against Trevor Bauer in Coors Light. Love it. You have Agon, of course, 5K in Coors. Edwin Encarnacion, 46, against Zach Greinke is a solid look there. If not, Carlos Santana, they moved him to right field last night with no DH. I said that was a concern on yesterday's pod. Well, that's how they figured it out. He's 4,500. If he's in the lineup, I'd save $100 and play Santana over Encarnacion, but either way, you're fine. But I like Carlos Santana, just a beast. I love him leading off in that lineup, just a beast. Freddie Freeman, 4,400 against Cool. Love Freddie Freeman today. If you want to get crazy and fade Bumgarner, Will Myers, $4,400 is a decent play if you're fading Mad Bum, which is not always the worst thing to do. So if you have a little Padres exposure, Will Myers at 44 isn't bad. Tommy Joseph, $3,700 going up against Guthrie. Good power potential there. The Phillies big guys are off to a slow start. Joseph, Franco, Rupp, but they will get going sooner or later, so enjoy the price tags while you can. Here's an asinine price tag. I absolutely love this play again today. Recommended him yesterday. I've looked at him almost every day. There's been a right-hander on the mound this year. Brandon Belt is only $3,700 going up against Jalease Chacin. Belt will likely be high-owned because of what he did yesterday for those people that haven't picked up on him yet. But $3,700 is crazy. Double-dogged yesterday with a granny. He's just been raking. So $3,700, get yourself some Brandon Belt, folks. Travis Shaw, $3,500 if you're fading Hendricks, which is a dicey situation. But Shaw's been off to a great start. He's hitting righties very, very well. $3,500 is not a bad play at all. Another guy who's hitting the ball really, really well to start the year, and he's always overlooked in that Washington lineup, Ryan Zimmerman, $3,400, first base, third base eligible. Keep an eye on Zim if you want to make your stack a little different today, besides just the normal Harper, Murphy, Eaton, which we love, which I'm all over again today. You can sprinkle in some Zimmerman or some Worth. It really makes a difference on your stacks. And last but not least, I mentioned him every time they face a lefty, and he's been pretty good most times. For the Astros, Marwin Gonzalez, first base, third base eligible, is only 3K against the Duffman. Moving over to second base, we kick it off with the one and only little man, Jose Altuve, at $4,800. Sorry, expensive tag, but he rakes lefties. Duffy's not your average lefty, but he rakes. 6-for-11 lifetime with two doubles. Super small sample size, but let's just say he sees the ball well off of Duffy. Forsyth and Cooler at $4,800. There's my favorite second baseman most days of the week. This is my most expensive favorite, I should say. Daniel Murphy, $4,500. Went yard again yesterday. This guy just hits. He's such a good hitter. If he's not going yard, he's getting you like two singles and a run. He's just getting you points. He doesn't go – there's not a ton of zeros. There will be zeros because a lot of guys, you don't have a 162-game hit streak. But – this guy at $4,500, just the upside is huge. Every game, especially in that little ballpark in Philly against Nola with Harper and the others around him. Love Murphy. I should probably not even mention. I should just say second base Murphy, move on. But I love Murphy. Another guy, Rougeo Odor, $4,400, went yard again yesterday against Kendall Graveman. That's a good look. Texas stack definitely in order today. Robbie Cano, 4K against Ricky Nolasco. Small sample, but he's 6 for 12 with two dongs off of Nolasco. Check and see if this man's in the lineup. He had a collision with his center fielder, Jason Hayward, yesterday, but Javi Baez is second base, third base eligible. At 4K against Tommy Malone is a very nice play, but they might give him the day off today, so keep an eye on that. Love Joe Panic at 3,500. He led off yesterday, a couple doubles, some more knocks. Kid is hitting well, but the Giants are, like I told you, the Giants are just really hitting the ball, but they're 1-4 because their bullpen is just ferocious right now. But Panic at 35 is a great play, especially they put him at the top of the order again. Phenomenal play. Neil Walker against the lefty, switch hitting Neil Walker, 3,400, not bad. Love Cesar Hernandez at 33 against Guthrie. Used him on opening day. He went ding-dong. They've seen some better pitching of late, so I've kind of been wavering back and forth. But Cesar at 3,300, phenomenal play. Last but not least, Wilmer Flores against the lefty. He plays first base for the Mets most games, but he's second base, third base eligible, $3,100. Nice punt first baseman if you're punting. If you're punting. But a lot of good likes here. Murphy, Panic, Baez, Hernandez, Flores, Odor. There are tons of good things to like at second base today. Tons. You can go cheap. You can go expensive. Tons of good look. Third base. Justin Turner, $4,700 against Gray and Coors. Mikel Franco, 41 against Guthrie. I love this play tonight. Jose Ramirez against Greinke for the Indians. Third base outfield eligible. Little Jose getting on base, scoring some runs. Little pop. Arizona's facing a lefty, guys. You know who to play. Yep, Mr. Jake Lamb is in play again. He's only $4,000. See, I don't get it. Lamb's 4,000, Belt's like 39. Some of these kids just don't get loved right now, and you can build some stupid lineups. Jake Lamb at 4 grand, love him. Kyle Seager at 37 against Nolasco is a good look. If you want a GPP play, that ballpark where the ball flies, Joey Gallo, third base outfield eligible at 37. I'm not going to use him much at all at any days, but when I do, it's interesting. Let's just say GPP only. Don't play him in your cash games. And if you want the ultimate third base punt, make sure he's in the lineup. But he started in left field yesterday. The Giants are trying to get him in the lineup. Aaron Hill is only 2,800. He might not even be playing today, but just keep an eye on that. If you want to punt third base, if you want to get like Bumgarner and Kershaw in your lineup and go super cheap elsewhere, not a bad punt play against Chassin at $2,800. Shortstop, Seager, 5,400 against Gray and Coors. You got Carlos Correa at 47 against Duffman. Here's probably one of the better shortstops on this dais today. Francisco Lindor at $4,300 against Zach Greinke. Lindor goes yard again yesterday. This kid just hits. That's three homers in the last two games, I believe. Raking. Lindor at $4,300 is a great price. I like him over the other guys I already mentioned. Phenomenal price. Addison Russell, $3,900. Second base shortstop eligible against Tommy Malone is a good look. Especially if they keep him in the middle of that order. $3,900. Great way to get some Cubs exposure cheap. And love me some B. Craw at $3,400 against Chassin. B. Craw at $3,400 is an absolute steal. Great play there. Moving on to the outfield. Tons of options today. On my list, I never thought this list would end. So I'll try to make this as fast as possible. But you got Chris Bryant, third base outfield eligible at $5,200 against Tommy Malone. I haven't mentioned Bryant a ton this year because usually A, he's captain obvious, and B, he's been struggling, but he's in a really, really good matchup today. If you're going to pay for him, this is one of the days to do it. I haven't mentioned any Angels yet against King Felix, but Felix is not the same Felix. Mike Trout, $5,100 in his career this is called BVP sample. That's worth something. In 76 at-bats, he's 29 for 76, which is a .382 average. He has four doubles, two triples, and listen, seven home runs. Seven. So 13 of his 29 hits are extra bases. Seven are home runs. That's like almost 25% of his hits against Felix are home runs. Mike Trout at 5,100, always a great play. People might see King Felix and run the other way. Good play right there. You got Bryce Harper, $4,900. He's gone yard twice off of Nola. Michael Brantley, $4,600 in Coors Light against Greinke is a good-looking play. We got Benny Zobrist, $4,500. Second base outfield eligible. He's a switch hitter going up against Malone. George Springer, 44 against the lefty. He's hitting everybody right now. So $4,400 is a good price there if you're fading Duffy. So you can get a nice looking Astro stack if you think Duffy fails. I like Duffy, but I will have a stack. Like I always say, you kind of cover your bases on those questionable ones. Sinsu Chu, $4,300 against Graveman is a really good looking play. I mention him every day, so I'll mention him again. K with the Chris Davis, $4,300 against Darvish. I know it's Darvish. If anybody's going to take him deep, Davis is on the top of that list. He went yard again yesterday. Yoenis Cespedes, $4,200. Got his first home run of the year yesterday facing a lefty. Absolutely crushed his lefties. If you're stacking any kind of Mets or you just want one outfielder by themselves from the Mets, Yoenis Cespedes. Mr. Adam Eaton, $4,100, just continues to rake. People can keep paying for Trey Turner all they want. Give me Adam Eaton batting second right in front of Harper and Murphy. I love that three-way stack day in and day out, and it's paying off more often than not. Don't forget Worth and Zimmerman for some alterations. A.J. Pollock, $4,100 against Trevor Bauer. See if he's playing today, but Matt Kemp at $3,900 against Cool is not a bad play. Christian Yelich, $3,900 against Gesselman if you're fading there. Odubel Herrera, $3,900, second base outfield eligible against Guthrie is a phenomenal play. Odubel, some Cesar Hernandez, and then mix and match some others. Really good look there with Odubel. Or Odubel Herrera. Hunter Pence, $3,900 is a steal. He's been just raking this year against Jacin at $39 is great pricing. Here is one of the biggest steals of the day against Kendall Graveman. If you think Graveman's getting blown up, you have to have Nomar Mazara at $3,800 in your lineup. 32 more points yesterday as he went ding-dong yet again. Kid's off to a smoking hot start. $3,800 is way too cheap for Nomar Mazara. Nomar Mazara. Lorenzo Cain's $3,800 against the lefties, always on play. Ender Inciarte, $37. I love him. He had another big game yesterday. It's kind of the same theory I had with Borjos in the early slate. Ground ball, sinker ball pitcher. Get on base, steal bases, Ender Inciarte. David Peralta, $3,700 against Bauer. A nice cheap piece of that Arizona stack right there. For the Phillies, going up against... where is he at? Going up against Guthrie. You can go Michael Saunders at $3,500. He's your usual starter there. If for some reason Daniel Nava starting, $3,300. Both nice GPP plays against Guthrie. Tyler Naquin, $3,500 against Greinke. Jay Bruce actually hits lefties pretty decently at $3,400. Mitch Haniger, $33 against Nolasco. And if you're fading Bumgarner and you're putting some Myers in your lineup, you might as well have some Hunter Renfro at $32. The guy is just full of power. He gets on base, steals bases even for a big man. Love me some Hunter Renfro today if you're facing Bum. So don't go crazy, but I'm just saying, if you're on that fade train, he's a part of it. So there's your positional players, tons to like today. I told you, you can pay for pitching today. There's tons of value here, folks, tons. Pitchers, again, that we'll be looking at. You got, where the hell did I go? Oh, you got Mad Bum at 12-5, Darvish 10-5, Kershaw 10, Duffy 97, Keuchel 92, Hendricks 9. Love all of them. They could be your number one, all of them. And then for your punt plays, Gesselman 69, Gray 65, Dickey 63, Cool 57, Graveman 49. Be careful on the punts. Gesselman's obviously my favorite, but they're all in play. But those top options are great, and there's tons of bats to choose from. We mentioned it. Values all over the board. I gave you Travis d'Arnaud for 29. You get Wieters at 32, Realmuto at 32, even Posey at 38 is a value for what he can give you. First base, Belt at 37 is asinine. There's other ones I mentioned. If you want to go to second base, always love Murphy. Panic's 35. Baez is 4K. Wilmer Flores, 31. Cesar Hernandez, 33. Great value there. Third base, you punt with Aaron Hill if he's in the lineup. Otherwise, you know, Jose Ramirez, Jake Lamb. Shortstop, Cross, 34. Lindor, 43. Russell, 39. Those three are my targets there. Then the outfield's loaded. Tons of stuff to play with there. Favorite stacks of the night, Cleveland versus Greinke. Probably my favorite stack would be the Giants versus Chacin. I love Washington versus Nola a lot as well. Arizona versus Bauer is good just because you're fading Coors Light. Cubs versus Malone is going to be popular as popular, but very awesome. Philadelphia against Guthrie. Texas against Graveman. So two, four, six. Those seven stacks indeed. Probably San Francisco, Washington. My top two. Then I go Cleveland, Texas, Philly, probably. So my top five right there for you. Your three high totals on the evening slate: Oakland, Texas is at 9, Cleveland, Arizona 9.5, Dodgers, Colorado at 9. Don't forget, always stack Coors. Get some exposure there. But there you have it. You have 15 game all day, 5 game early, 10 game late for your Saturday, April 8th edition. Hit me up on Twitter at BDIntric with any questions. I'm here to help you out. I'll be busier today than normal, but I should be around. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com, on Twitter at thesportsdegens. Check out the Around the Bases podcast with myself and Boston Mo. It's at Around Bases Pod on Twitter. Bench with Bubba as well. We do fantasy baseball and other sports talk. It's not always fantasy all the time. It's a little bit of everything. Have a good golf Masters recap and some deeper golf statistical talks and everything. Recording on Monday with DFS Golf Gods from the Sports Degens. So check that out. Got another fun guest lined up for later in the week on that. But most importantly, let's make some winning lineups today. Love the evening slate. The day slate's pretty good. I'll be out there, but the evening's locked and loaded. Have some fun today. I won't be around tomorrow for a podcast. We'll be back on Monday. So if you have any questions, hit me up. And until then, enjoy your weekend. I'll catch you guys later.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.